KCO, 1230 AM, W255DN, Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The pilot of a Delta jet with 80 people on board says he had to swerve to avoid a B-52 bomber as he was coming in for a landing in Minot, North Dakota. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
SkyWest says it's investigating and stresses that this plane was cleared to land and then took an evasive maneuver when another airplane entered the pattern.
There's a military base nearby. A CBS News poll finds President Trump's approval rating has dropped by double digits since February, losing support on immigration and the economy. CBS's Weijia Jiang.
Just over one-third of Americans say the Epstein case matters a lot when evaluating President Trump's presidency, and only 11% of Republicans.
An off-duty border protection officer recovering after he was shot in the face in a New York City park. CBS's Christina Pham.
Officials say the injured officer is now in stable condition at the hospital and is able to communicate using hand gestures.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
For WXCO News, I'm Melissa Kay. ATV UTVing has become a wildly popular activity in the state. The combination of increased usage and not much maintenance on county trails brings community partners together to make the trails better.
We're improving the ATV trails. They haven't been really touched in like 3 years, so we're kind of improving them, making them easier route. They're pretty muddy.
That's Alyssa Whitman. She works for the Department of Natural Resources Division of Forestry, stationed out of the Wisconsin Rapid Service Center. Whitman said she was operating a John Deere bulldozer to make improvements on the trail, filling in low areas and making the routes better. Their department uses the bulldozer for fire suppression in the spring, and then it can be utilized for other project work throughout the year. They open up the work to other stations in the area so DNR staff can put in the hours they need to retain their certification.
So each operator needs 30 equipment hours each year on our dozers, so each operator in the department has 30 hours to give. We're just kind of helping out our county partners.
Whitman said operators from the Friendship and Plover Ranger stations will spend time on the dozer, working on trails throughout the county. It not only helps them attain the minimum amount of hours needed to retain their qualifications on the equipment, but also helps improve the trail systems in the county for recreational users. In more ATV UTV news, the Wisconsin DNR urges families to take safety seriously when operating these vehicles, especially when children are riding. So far this year, 21 people have been killed in ATV UTV crashes. Remember, helmets are required for all riders under age 18. Youth under 16 must operate age-appropriate vehicles and have completed an ATV safety certification course. Parental supervision is strongly encouraged, even for certified riders. I'm Melissa Kay for WXCO News.
It's the Brewers and the Mariners. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers landing in Seattle last night. They open a three-game set tonight against the Mariners. The Brewers, the hottest team in baseball. They've won 10 in a row. They beat the Dodgers yesterday 6-5 to complete a three-game sweep in L.A. Now the Dodgers get media coverage from Los Angeles and networks in Japan. A reporter asked Pat Murphy, how do you beat a World Series team with Shohei Ohtani, Clayton Kershaw, with guys like Isaac Collins or Caleb Durbin?
It's a bunch of guys nobody's ever heard of. No disrespect to great fans of Japan baseball, but they can't name five players in our lineup. They can't name two in today's lineup. And that's just a credit to hungry players. And, you know, the Dodgers are running into tough luck and they're not playing their best baseball and they'll get back on track and be a juggernaut that they are. But, you know, I'm still proud of our club and what they did and, you know, how they competed in big situations. And, yeah, you know, a bunch of average Joes.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm, our low around 60. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with a high in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 65.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
I came walking in here just a moment ago, and there was a young lady sitting here with a chicken.
It's fantastic.
On the table.
Kaylee High from Staley Boyd High School. What's the line of bird?
So this breed, is breed. Sue. She's a Dominique, and she's 6 years old.
Is Sue here? Does she lay eggs?
She did used to. She's too old.
So chickens go through menopause?
Yes.
Or...
Yeah,
really?
Much. Yeah, basically.
It's a postmenopausal chicken. My sisters can relate.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app, The Maggie Dawn Show.
We've got Chris from Nina. What's your thought this afternoon, Chris?
Oftentimes you have only one set of viewers that will watch Fox News or watch CNN. What I really actually love and respect from all your viewers is the fact that you tend to have viewers that think on both sides of the aisle. To be open-minded, you need to be willing to listen and learn and possibly change your mind. You don't have to change your mind, but just being willing to listen.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Pat Kreitlow.
Tomorrow, Cam Stevenson from Courier Newsroom talks about his new daily newsletter, Below the Beltway, tracking Congress and all things happening in D.C.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9. This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air, Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Kevin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. You can leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up a little bit later on in the show after 10:30, we will lighten it up as we always do with a segment we call Audio Sorbet. Get away from the news, talk about other things so we can all take a breath. So Civic Media's genie of just about everything, that's what we call her anyway, Terry Barr is going to be joining us after the 10:30 news. She has a great segment you probably hear across the network called A Slice of Wisconsin. So Terry's going to talk about that. She's also very, very involved in the music industry in Madison.
Yes.
Big time.
Very, very cool. Yep. Very, very cool.
It is. So Max Inc. Radio, which is a great show that comes out of Madison on Saturdays from 6 to midnight. Live music, live Wisconsin music. Terry's been very, very involved with that. So we will talk to Terry Barr after 10:30, and then we'll wrap up the show as we always do with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it's the These Aren't the Drugs You're Looking For.
These aren't the drugs that are looking we're looking for. Move along.
Move along.
Move
Thank
along.
You. Thank you. Thank you.
Star Wars reference.
Appreciate that, Obi-Wan Kenobi. Thought we would start off with this, though. Yeah, he's still dead, but he just won't go away. Jeffrey Epstein still in the news. As much as the Trump administration would love to see this go away. This from the New York Times, Michael Gold with the byline. This came out yesterday. Days after the Justice Department asked a federal judge to unseal grand jury testimony related to Jeffrey Epstein, some Republicans and Democrats said on Sunday the move is insufficient and they would like the release of more information.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, a grand jury only gets so much information.
Yeah.
So prosecutors, from what I understand, prosecutors bring their stuff to the grand jury. They don't show all their cards.
No, they do enough.
They do enough
to get the grand jury to say, yes, we should move forward. There should be indictments. There should be subpoenas, such and though, whatever. But yeah, that is the point of the grand jury, is to just set the stage.
Right. So it's limited information. Mm-hmm. They aren't necessarily bringing out their big gun evidence when you bring it to a grand jury. You save some of that for trial.
Yeah. And they're not also bringing out everything, because some things are extraneous in the moment and they just need to keep it concise, or else it's could get murky and convoluted. And people might say, oh, well, but what about that information over there? And nothing happens.
Right.
So
Representative Tim Burchett, Republican of Tennessee, says he thinks it's a good start, but he would still like to see as many files as possible released. Yeah, that'd be a good idea.
Great idea. Love it. Love it, Tim.
President Trump has been dealing with a lot of criticism from his supporters
over his administration's handling of materials related to the sex trafficking investigation of Jeffrey Epstein, who died by suicide in 2019 while in federal prison awaiting trial. Nothing to see here.
Nothing to see
here. There's nothing to see here. Trump and his allies, including Kash Patel, who's now the head of the FBI, right?
Yes.
Or is that Dan Bongino?
Bongino is the deputy. Cash is in charge. Cash is king.
Cash is king. So Kash Patel and Dan Bongino both spent months and months and months and months and months calling for the release of the Epstein files because it's going to indict a whole bunch of Democrats. And that's what the Trump supporters were led to believe. That you release this list of Epstein's clients, it's going to be all the people you hate.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing is, there might be some people you like on that list.
Absolutely.
Which makes things a little bit sticky.
I mean, one of the big sticking points, too, is that one of the names that would be on there prominently would be Donald Trump, because both men refer to each other as their best friends.
They were very close friends.
And if I were Donald Trump, I would say release. I mean, I'd say release it. To say, he's my friend. We were friends. You all knew this. There's pictures of us. You take pictures of your friends. I don't have a problem with that. But no, it's probably because there's something in the report that doesn't make it look good for the president, as well as many other people. And I just want to make it clear on the record, on this show today, for people to listen to in the future. If there are individuals that I enjoy, support, respect, look up to, just barely even like maybe, who are in that report, who have done things that are criminal, especially things to children, arrest them, throw them in jail, do all the things you need to do. This is not about protecting anybody I like. This is honestly, and we've covered it before, this is about justice for the victims and their families, and victims, survivors, and their families. That's just what this is about. And because it's not being released, that's what's happening. Justice is being held back.
Yes.
And this past week, we were on the road, so we didn't get to it, but a supporter of his was thrown out of a rally because he was holding up a sign of Jeffrey Epstein.
That goes back a ways.
Oh, it does?
Yes,
oh, I'm sorry.
That's from when he was campaigning.
Oh, okay. The way they made this sound, like in this article here, that it was
recently.
Okay. Well, still, I mean, I don't care when it happened. He did a rally. Someone said, hey, we want accountability. And he had them thrown out for it. So really, this is not looking good. And Jane, I'm going to say something. I know you might even laugh at it. I feel the tiniest, smallest, itty-bittiest bit of sympathy for Pam Bondi. Because can you imagine, just listen for a second, I'm not only talking about having to do the dirty work, being handed a piece of paper saying, tell them there's nothing wrong.
Make this disappear.
Make it disappear. And just having to walk out that door in front of all of those cameras and just say that and expect at the very least, few questions, let alone what is now happening, which is Kash Patel, Dan Bongino have said there's rumors they may quit their jobs because of this. Because like you said, they've staked their claims on this.
They fed this to people for at least a year.
Yes.
Over a year.
Oh, no. Yeah, they've been going over on podcasts for years. I mean, and they're not the only ones either.
Think about all the influencers.
All the influencers
who were handed those empty binders by Pam Bondi to come out and say, we have the files. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. These files contain everything we already knew.
Yeah. And they were, oh, my God, they were so angry. I'm trying to, this weekend I saw that gentleman, the young man who is he is a admitted white supremacist. Nick Fuentes.
Oh, Nick Fuentes. Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, went online and dumps all over Trump, saying that, like, you know, I never liked this guy that much. I wasn't a huge supporter, which is
baloney.
I mean, what's funny is that there are two. He calls him fat. Which, come on, man, that's not really cool at all. But you have these individuals who are running away from it, who are saying, I was never here. They're like Peter in Jesus Christ Superstar. They're denying their Lord three times.
Yeah.
And But then you also have regular folks who are literally just saying, this is AI, this is a hoax, you're making it up, there's nothing there. Like, they're changing their mind because people like Charlie Kirk and Ben Shapiro are saying, I don't want to hear about this anymore. We have more important things to deal with.
Yeah.
But people like Megyn Kelly are saying, no. Not only is there something to talk about, but you were a proponent of justice for these individuals. So where are you now? And why are other things more important all of a sudden?
Yeah, all of a sudden, this is not the driving thing. Now we should all just forget about it.
Yeah.
They've been ramping up the base for a long time with this, promising them some red meat. And then it's like, yeah, nothing to see here. It's all good. Never mind.
Mm-hmm.
All those years we spent ginning you up about this, it was a joke.
And I've done this before, and I'll keep doing it until, I'm tired of it. But if you are a MAGA supporter, I know they're out there. You let us know you're there. What does this do for you? How does this make you feel? And honestly, it's okay to say, look, I don't like this. I want more information. I still am happy I voted for him. Like, you can live your life, and I'm not saying just completely throw away all your beliefs, but can you at least say that this isn't good? Can you at least say that this is a very, very
suspicious
large point of hypocrisy on the side of the Trump administration? And maybe the handling of it is not going as good as you'd like to see. I mean, maybe you are one of these individuals who voted for Donald Trump because of this. A lot of people did. A lot of people said, we wanted Trump because we know he'll bring justice to those who were hurt in the Epstein
case. That's what you were promised.
That's what you were promised. And I mean, my gosh, Donald Trump turning in and prosecuting on behalf of his best friend. I mean, that's no greater thing. You turn on your best friend and say, no, these individuals are more important. But now that's not what we're getting. And I want to know if that bothers you.
The other thing that is amazing, Tim Burchett, again, Republican from Tennessee, also took up Trump's argument yesterday, saying that Democrats had the chance to release the Epstein files when President Biden was in office. Do you really expect me to believe that MAGA Republicans would have believed anything that came out of the Biden Justice Department related to Jeffrey Epstein?
No.
Unless they would have said, it's all a lie. It's all made up. It's all baloney. So please don't tell me that Biden should have released it. Because they would never have accepted it.
No, I mean, should they have released it? Sure. If it was legal and they could do it, yes, absolutely. They should have released it. I don't know why. Well, no, I do know why they did it. It's going to incriminate a lot of friends. It's going to get a lot of people in trouble. But you know what? Too bad.
Yeah, exactly. Too bad.
Bad.
Mr. Burchett, by the way, one of 10 Republicans who signed on to an effort to force a vote on whether the administration should release the files. The maneuver would require a majority of House members, and it did not pass. Yeah, they don't want. Yeah. So people like Tim Burchett are trying to walk the line about, boy, I really think we should get more information. Am I going to vote for that? Well, no. I don't think I should vote.
Come on.
I don't think I should do that.
Then that just, you know, it stopped talking to me about the importance of protecting. Children should be protected. We should protect children.
Senator Amy Klobuchar, Democrat of Minnesota, said the president blaming Democrats for this disaster is like the CEO that got caught on camera blaming Coldplay, which just happened last week.
Amy Klobuchar likes her jokes like I like my creams. Topical. That's a topical joke, everybody.
Klobuchar also blamed the public's clamoring for the files on the right wing, including Donald Trump, who she said sowed distrust in federal prosecutors over the case. Yes, absolutely. They spent a lot of time on that.
Mm-hmm. It was
then promising, it's coming. We're going to do right. We're going to bring justice.
Well, at least I'll give them one thing. Of all the things we've been promised in a 2-week time frame, at least they finally answered on something. We didn't like the answer. It's total bunk, but at least they finally
something happened in 2 weeks.
Now in 2 weeks, we'll just be waiting for that healthcare plan and for that financial plan and all those things. But yeah, this is
and all the deals to be done.
I want to know. I just want to know, is this something that bothers you? If you are a Donald Trump supporter, does this upset you? Do you feel let down? Do you feel lied to you?
855-752-4842. They sure don't want you talking about Jeffrey Epstein. What do they want us to talk about? We're doing squirrels on the other side. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products are compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/joy to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form, and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy, hims.com/joy.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Are you or a loved one facing addiction? The Wisconsin Addiction Recovery Helpline offers free and confidential support 24/7. Powered by 211 Wisconsin, local trained specialists can help connect you with local service providers for treatment, peer support, harm reduction tools, and more. Call 211, text your zip code to 898-211 or chat at 211wisconsin.org. Help is waiting. Sponsored by United Way of Wisconsin.
The Elder Care Locator is here to help you live your best life as you age at home. Our call center advisors are ready to connect you with trustworthy local experts. Help is just a phone call away at 1-800-67.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
What's his name?
Shh, secret squirrel.
He's got tricks up his sleeve.
Welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Calviente on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can join us at 855-752-4842. We'll leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter.
Okay, a couple things. First of all, if you're listening to us as a podcast, you're not going to hear our intro music because of
copyright
stuff. Yeah. But Calvin does a wonderful job of curating bumper music, which is what you hear at the beginning, the end, if you're listening on live radio or the live stream. So what I'm going to do right now, Calvin, what is the name of that song you just played?
That was from our television's greatest hits collection, Secret Squirrel.
Okay, so what I would like, I don't know if this is possible, whenever we talk about this topic from now on, that's the theme music so you can hear it, because that was amazing.
That was great.
It was perfect.
Yeah. We're talking squirrels. In other words, just another distraction from the Trump administration because they don't want you talking about the fact that Jeffrey Epstein just won't go away.
Yeah.
So what's the latest squirrel thrown out by the Trump administration? He's not going to let the Washington Commanders have a new stadium if they don't revert to their original name, the Redskins.
You know, that good old fashioned slur.
Donald Trump threatening to block a deal for the Washington Commanders' new stadium if the American football team does not revert to their original name. They dropped the Redskins in 2020 after a review. It was considered racist and offensive to Native Americans. Been that way for a long time. Mm-hmm. They called the Washington football team during the 2020 season, then changed it to the Commanders in 2022. They signed a deal in April, giving them the okay to build a new stadium where RFK Stadium is. And now Trump says, quote, I may put a restriction on them that if they don't change the name back to the original Washington Redskins and get rid of the ridiculous moniker Washington Commanders, I won't make a deal for them to build a stadium in Washington, unquote.
I was thinking to myself, well, how does he have a say? Oh, I forgot it's in D.C. and he wants
in D.C.
He wants to run everything. And Congress, I think, approves. Congress approves so much in D.C. as a municipality, which is insanity to me. But are we talking about it right now? Yeah, we are. But this is more the fact that these are the things that are being thrown out to make you get mad and to divert the conversation into this versus the things that really should be angering us, like people being disappeared out of this country who are green card holders, have minor offenses, no offenses, U.S. citizens, things that the children of U.S. citizens being deported with their parents. Those are the things we should be talking about. This is a squirrel. This is a nothing burger.
It's like when he was talking about he's going to strip Rosie O'Donnell of her citizenship. Was that last week?
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, those are all squirrels. Yeah. Those are all an attempt by Donald Trump and his administration to divert your attention to things they don't want you looking at, including what's happening with these deportations, including what's happening with them sitting on this Jeffrey Epstein news. Just throw more stuff at it.
Yeah.
Throw more stuff at people. And then they won't. Then we'll distract them.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll distract them.
And honestly, it's been a very, very effective tool over the past decade. It's very much. I mean, the amount of things that have happened. You know, there are the greatest hits of what Trump has done, where we said, "Oh, well, he's done. His career's over. His political career. He's never going to win with that attitude or saying those things." Or, you know, there's a whole host of greatest hits, but there are also even more where we thought, oh, that was the end. He's
this'll
done.
Do it.
Where we have forgotten.
Yeah.
You know, like sometimes you need the reminder that he made fun of a disabled man on stage and, you know, nothing happened to him.
No.
But I'm not going to get into all that. It's just the point of these are the squirrels. These are the shiny red balls. These are the things that are meant to make specifically the detractors of him get upset and
his supporters.
Well,
he doesn't want his supporters clamoring for more information about Epstein.
Yeah.
He's got to give them something else. Don't look at this. Mm-hmm. I don't want you looking to, you know, let it go. Let it go so it goes away. I don't think it's going to go away.
No, I don't think so either. And the most important group of people, the industry that's most important in this plan is the media, because we live in a 24-hour media cycle where they need clicks, they need engagement, they need viewers, and every story, especially about him saying something outrageous, ridiculous, or stupid, is something that fills up half an hour to an hour where they can bring on pundits and talk about the thing and release a podcast, and we listen and we say, did you hear about that thing he's doing with the Washington football team?
Right.
That's the point.
Right.
And they've been very good at it for a decade. But no, not anymore. Don't let it happen. And especially what we were talking about before with the Epstein files, if you are a Donald Trump supporter and this is something that bothers you, don't let the squirrels bother you. Don't let the squirrels get you either. Keep asking the question.
Yes.
Keep demanding answers and demanding justice. You are entitled to that. It is a public document that should be released to us.
And going back briefly to Epstein, I do think Democrats are like, yep, if there's some of ours on there, if there are Democrats on that list, well, then they need to be held accountable.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah.
Do it.
Absolutely.
And I don't see that happening so much on the other side. No matter who's on the list, they should face consequences.
I'm sure their consequences are just become more saved than they already are.
Is that possible?
That, I mean, you're right, Jane. They are the most saved of all saved. But yeah, it's when they're, I don't know. I actually don't know what the squirrel scale is. Like, at what point is the story a real thing, or is it a squirrel?
We'll have to debate this off the air.
We'll have to get the Matt and Aaron Air Science Department on this.
We'll break it down. We have news coming up next, and then when we return, we'll lighten it up with Audio Sorbet and Civic Media's Terry Barr. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt and Aaron on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Machine gun came with a rat-tat-tat-tat-tat. Find foreign spies. His disguise takes him many places. He's a squirrel of many faces. Who's that?
Ugh.
Who's that?
Oh, hon.
Who's that?
Oh, hey. Shh.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
For WXCO News, I'm Melissa Kay. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin and Iowa Senator Joni Ernst have introduced legislation to expand access to mental health care for farmers. Joanne Krulatz reports.
According to a press release, the proposed bill seeks to increase support for the Farm and Ranch Stress Assistance Network. The network connects agricultural workers to mental health resources and services like stress assistance programs. The bill would authorize an additional $15 million in funding for the network to hire additional staff and address varying needs among different farming populations.
It brings over 500,000 people to Northwest Wisconsin, but what's the economic impact of EAA? Lisa Hale answers that question.
It's here. Even though planes have been flying in all weekend, today marks the official start of EAA Air Venture. The week-long fly-in convention draws aviation enthusiasts from all around the world and is expected to draw more than 600,000 visitors to the area this week. A study by UW Oshkosh shows EAA contributes $257 million in economic impact for the five-county Fox Valley region and $117 million in economic impact for Oshkosh alone. The UWO study of 2024's Air Venture showed the event directly created 2,092 full and part-time jobs in the region, with 815 of those in Oshkosh.
EAA Air Venture runs through July 27th. Visit eaa.org/airventure for information and a schedule of events. I'm Melissa Kay. You're listening to WXCO 98.9 FM Wausau.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. I love it when I hope rumors are true. According to the New York Post, there are rumblings that Fleetwood Mac will reunite. It's not just from the paparazzi, but rather from Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham. They did a coordinated Instagram post sparking rumors. Nicks posted song lyrics from Frozen Love, and Buckingham completed them. The two famously dated and broke up, just like fellow band members Christine and John McVie. Breakups have served the band well, though, because the album they were making during said breakups was Rumors and was awesome. I'm a sucker for a good cop show. My favorite detective show in the last several years is probably Amazon Prime's Bosch. And I also like the spinoff Bosch Legacy. The show has produced yet another spinoff called Ballard, which is based on a character introduced in the last season of Bosch Legacy, Detective Renee Ballard. The detective elements of the show are great, but star Maggie Q lacks a certain charisma. Having said that, there is a lot going on, and the cold cases Ballard takes on are pretty cool. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm. Our low around 60. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with a high in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 65.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We've got Chris from Nina. What's your thought this afternoon, Chris?
Oftentimes you have only one set of viewers that will watch Fox News or watch CNN. What I really actually love and respect from all your viewers is the fact that you tend to have viewers that think on both sides of the aisle. To be open-minded, you need to be willing to listen and learn and possibly change your mind. You don't have to change your mind, but just being willing to listen.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Maggie Dawn.
On Monday, I'll still be camping in the Northwoods, so Matt Rothschild is in the guest host chair. He'll be bringing you his thoughts about Wisconsin progressivism and, of course, some slamming poetry.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Good morning and welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment if you're watching the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We call her Civic Media's genie of just about everything. Emmy award-winning Terry Barr is here. Good morning, lady. How are you?
Oh, Jane, I got to live up to that. Thanks so much. Good to talk with you guys, Greg. And you call him Dr. Slide.
Dr. Slide. He has many names.
That's perfect.
Calvin has many, many names. We're always looking for more. You can always...
We should actually do a new round.
We could do a new round. You can always send in suggestions to Jane Says at civicmedia.us, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S. Jane Says at civicmedia.us. But Terry, you really do just a plethora of things around the Civic Media Network. And one of the things that you do that is a really great, it's called Slice of Wisconsin.
Indeed, yes. It's one of my favorite things to do. I do a little research, find out fun facts about different places or people or things, hopefully, you don't know about Wisconsin. We've had some great ones, and I kind of want to go back because we did a slice, I think it's already 2 years ago, about some fun facts with EAA.
That's right.
Yes, which just kicked off yesterday in Oshkosh.
Oh, and you and your show last week, it was so much fun. I have such a fond spot for EAA in Oshkosh. I went to college in Oshkosh, and then I worked in Green Bay and Wausau, and then back in Green Bay, and you know, who knows where else after that, but we got to cover EAA during those days. Isn't it special?
It really is. It's a remarkable thing, and one of the things that I love so much about the EAA, and we have EAA chapters here, by the way.
Yes.
But the Young Pilots Program, the Young Eagles and the whole Young Pilots Program, which they have scholarships for, which again, learning how to fly is expensive and flying is an expensive hobby. But if you have someone in your household, you know, one of your kids is like, geez, that's what he's drawn to. Mm-hmm. They have scholarships available. You should really check it out.
And why not encourage that? You hope every kid can find something that really matters to them, whether it's music or art or sports or flying. How about that?
Well, and then
what an opportunity.
When we were talking to, and I know you know Dick Napinski from the EAA, but we were talking too about just all of the other jobs that are available in and around the aviation industry, including mechanics. And there's just all kinds of things. If flying specifically isn't your lane, there's all kinds of other things around it that might work for you.
They're good.
Yeah,
pay.
I think we need people in. That's okay. We need people in the tower these days.
Yes.
Well, and it's funny. I've been watching the flight patterns. I know now you're going to get my geekiness here. Watching flight patterns coming into Oshkosh during the weekend. Mm-hmm. We drove up for a baseball tournament, my nephew's tournament in Shawano. And driving back, not only was there a flight pattern in the air that you could watch overhead, and then I had it dialed up on my phone as well. It's crazy. But the backup to get into EAA, everybody with their campers and RVs, it was just really fun to see. I know it's such a special time for everyone.
It's a big trip for people coming from all over the world. And something that Dick told us, I believe he told us off the air too, is the fact that they open up the campgrounds on the 27th of June, and they say they have hundreds of people waiting to get their spot.
Yep.
Their spot. Yep. And they will spend the whole month in Oshkosh as part of this celebration. It is a very, very big thing, and people fly from all over the world. As they said before, it's the busiest airport in the world for 1 week, and the energy that we had just, and we were there the week before, was palpable. Yeah. And the room we were in, this hangar that was converted into a museum, was beautiful. And it was, it was almost, you were overcome with emotion because you have all these examples of the planes and the helicopters that were used in various actions and wars throughout this country, or throughout the world, I should say. And and pair that with the excitement that the workers we talked to have for not only the event, but EAA itself, is just, it makes you want to go again and again. So yeah, it was a
fantastic thing. Greg, don't you like to drive a golf cart? Is that what I heard?
I was told golf cart jobs were available, and I will take a volunteer position. I'll even sleep on the golf cart. I don't even need a hotel room. But yeah, I think it would be a lot of fun. Just wear a red shirt and be like, hey, you can't park there.
That's
Steve and Janie's spot. Oh, no,
and then he's going to have the vest on, like the yellow vest with the orange. Oh, and then he's going to be totally official. Yeah. Watch out, everybody.
Oh, power. Terry, all the power.
Don't give him a flag. He'll be insufferable.
Oh, you want to talk about flags? You want to talk about flags, huh? We'll talk about flags. Yeah.
Oh, there was a brief.
Sounds like there's a story there.
There is a story. When we were in Hayward on Friday, and the Lumberjack Fest, the Lumberjack Championships are going on. And so there's a big powwow that was going on too at the same time that we were up there. And so there's a lot of the main street crosses a main freeway.
Yes.
That it's 51, isn't it? 51?
Yeah. Yep.
That's right.
Yeah. So the main street crosses a freeway. So they have orange flags on your side of the street. And then you need a flag person to, as you're crossing the street, so you don't get killed crossing Highway 51.
Yeah.
I was the flag bearer.
Yeah. Oh no.
Yeah. It kind of came naturally, you know.
Yeah.
Just give me the thing.
I picture you loving it.
I'll go first.
At one point, she took the flag stick and she banged it on the ground as if she was going to spread the seas like Moses. And then she was like, follow me to freedom, or as I call it, the grocery store.
Forward ho.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
You guys had way too much fun.
We did.
We had an absolute blast. Yeah, I mean, on the air and off the air.
I'm so happy for you. It was so fun to listen to your shows. I actually watched you on YouTube most of the time.
Nice.
And I enjoyed it so much. I think I actually had a tummy ache sometimes from laughing hard. So thank you for that.
Oh, well, as we said, it takes a lot of people to put something like this together. Yeah. And we're just so grateful for everybody at Civic that helped us pull this off, because it was a blast.
It was a great team. And it was great to put a proverbial face to the locations we were talking about for so many weeks and months now. You know, Butternut isn't just a place with a cute name that we're like, oh, there's a Butternut, Wisconsin. No, there are people there that we have talked to. There are people there who have invested their time, energy, and lives into that community. And it's important for them. It's important to us that their stories are told and amplified so people know about them and at the very least know of them, if not go take their time and their dollars to those communities, invest them with vacationing or maybe artwork or whatever, or get food at the Butternut Cafe. The food, as they say, is okay.
They do. They have a big billboard outside of town, outside of Butternut, and it says Butternut Cafe. The food's okay. It's like, to me, that is the most Wisconsin thing. It's like, we're not going to oversell and tell you it's the best food you ever had, because that's kind of pushing it. But we'll just say it's okay. Yeah. And it's so funny.
Yeah,
I think that is so funny. God. If you're just joining us, Terry Barr is our guest. We call her the genie of just about everything here at Civic Media. You hear her on A Slice of Wisconsin and so many other things. And I wanted to mention too, Terry, when we do things like we did last week, when we go on the road, you take our shows and you turn them into pieces for the web. You do a great
job.
You try and succeed, Terry. Come on. Stop being so Wisconsin for 40 seconds.
Yeah, exactly, right? And I've lived away from Wisconsin, so I should know better. I should bring some attitude in. Right. Come back here and you just become Wisconsin again.
it's born into us. You can't get rid of it. But it's true.
You are so right.
There's so much coverage from you about our trip, and we really appreciate that. And that's another reason to go to civicmedia.us.
Go to the website.
It's not just about the radio. It's not just about, you know, we have wonderful talk stations and we have musical stations, but we also have news stories, and those news cover local, national, state politics. They cover sports, weather. If you go to civicmedia.us/news, you can find out all about the things we're covering, including the wonderful stories that Terry Barr publishes.
Yeah, you really do a great job, Terry. And Terry doesn't do that just for our show, but shows all across the network. So again, we know you can't listen all the time. You have a life and you have children and you have parents and all those other things. But if you want little recaps, you can always find that at our website at civicmedia.us. Right, Terry?
Absolutely. It's so fun to write about what you are doing. I still need to write your Hayward story, by the way. I didn't get a chance to do that.
That's why we brought you here, Terry. We brought you here to talk about that.
We're still waiting.
Yeah. Excuse me. Yeah, Hayward doesn't wait for anyone.
Well, it's going to be fun to re-listen and write it today. Yeah. And anyone else who kind of wants to relive that with me, please, you know, take a look at it on the website. It'll be up probably pretty quickly, and just laugh and enjoy all of the little things and fun things that you and Greg and of course Todd Alba,
everything that you guys so brought. Fantastic.
You know, I did a slice a year ago about a little, you brought this to mind, about a little cafe outside of Eau Claire. And the guy who owns that cafe brags about his pies. He still serves a piece of pie for $1. Every single pie is homemade or handmade, I guess I should say. But they're selling something like hundreds of pies every single week. And it was just one of those stories, and he was a hoot to talk to.
I bet.
So that made it even better.
I bet.
So that's kind of those slice things. And in watching your shows, I was thinking, ooh, I think I might have found some new ideas for a slice of Wisconsin, too.
Well, and I was going to ask you about that. We got about 2 minutes left, Terry.
Okay.
That everybody has a story.
Yes.
Everyone has a story. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to have a big job, and it doesn't have to be an important job. That has nothing to do with anything. All of us have a story to tell about either where we're from or what we experienced growing up. And that's a lot of what you do.
I really believe that so much. And Jane and Greg, I feel that from both of you too. You know, just an example of watching you last week and the guests, you let them tell their stories, whether it was about their business or whether it was about growing up in, let's say, Butternut. What is that like?
Right. Yeah.
Where do you school? My gosh. It's just so fun sometimes. You know, we were in Shawano and we sat down at a little cafe there. And I might be a little, you know, my ears are always kind of going.
We're always dipping in, you guys.
Yeah,
we are.
We're always listening.
We are. So curious. And we do. We're so grateful to anybody who wants to share their stories with us. And we're really lucky to tell those.
Yeah.
It's just it's one more piece of our connectivity. There are things that divide us. But again, we were looking for what makes Wisconsin great. Mm-hmm. And what makes Wisconsin great is all the different people, including
nailed it.
The genie of just about everything. Civic Media's Terry Barr. Thank you. Oh, I like it. We're going to have you back. Terry Barr, thank you so very much for your time. Appreciate it. We got
Happy Monday.
This shouldn't be a thing. These aren't the drugs you're looking for. Edition is on the way. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt and Air on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The Wisconsin Elections Commission issued a highly critical report of the City of Madison's former clerk after investigating how 193 mail-in ballots were left uncounted after the 2024 general election. The clerk was suspended by the city, then subsequently resigned. November 12th, a staff member alerted City Clerk Mary Beth Witzel Bell that a sealed ballot courier bag had been found, but Witzel Bell allegedly gave the staff no instructions to open or otherwise investigate, did not alert state or county officials, and went on vacation the next day. Just before Thanksgiving, unaware that an unopened bag had been found, an elections inspector reported a discrepancy in wards 56 and 65. December 2nd, inspectors found another unopened courier bag containing 125 uncounted ballots. The 400-page report found several leadership and procedural failures. It concluded, quote, rather than acknowledge these significant errors, the city clerk and her staff either ignored the issue or willfully refused to inform the necessary parties and seek assistance. These actions resulted in nearly 200 lawful voters' votes going uncounted, an unconscionable result, unquote. The report orders the City of Madison to complete several procedural reforms before the next statewide election in February 2026. We've linked to the full report at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In February of 2024, Governor Tony Evers signed new maps for the Wisconsin State Legislature into law, putting an end to one of the most extreme partisan gerrymanders anywhere in the country. While that was a momentous achievement for democracy in the state, that wasn't the end of the story. Since then, for more than a year, Fair Maps advocates and pro-democracy activists have been looking to take the next step and propose a new plan for independent redistricting in Wisconsin that would be here for the long haul. It's a compelling, well-constructed plan that would take the job of drawing maps away from the politicians who run for office on those very maps. In this new feature story, I take a closer look inside this citizen-led grassroots effort as it goes from the idea phase to being presented to the public. Because we absolutely need a long-term solution for redistricting reform in Wisconsin so we don't end up seeing either political party gerrymander Wisconsin's maps ever again.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I imagine we'll talk about Superman. It's the same thing I said about F1. It's a great video. The music is great. The action's great. The CGI is great. I don't feel like they had to really develop the characters. It was fine.
I thought they did a really good job of showing Superman's, you know, humility.
I agree with you there. One of my positives, it wasn't 2 hours and 40 minutes like every other blockbuster movie this summer, but lots to like there.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, President Young Person Calvin on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine, where you can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. You can leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Terry Barr was our guest, our civic media colleague, and she does so much around the company. She really does. Yeah. But she does these great little one-minute pieces called Slice of Wisconsin. So we were talking about our road trip last week. And yes, we were in Butternut. And yes, Paul from Wisconsin Rapids, we do know that DVO, Wisconsin's own, owned the Butternut Cafe for 2 years.
Yep.
The location downtown, I believe that was the location he was at, was a downtown location on the corner.
Yes.
That's empty.
That's empty. That just has a sign that says eat on it.
That's, yep. That's that the remnants.
Yeah. We went to the bigger, newer.
Improved.
Tastier.
Tastier. Butternut Cafe.
It was so good. The sausages were so good.
Yeah. It was fantastic. Yeah. So, yes. Todd Alba, our travel colleague and companion, going to be joining us tomorrow. At 9:30, we will do a little recap of our trip, maybe talk about favorite moments
Yes.
There were lots of them.
There were a lot of great moments.
And then, of course, all the news, because nothing ever happens. Once we get off the air, Greg, it's just calm and fine.
Who knows? Maybe when we get off the air today, someone will make a huge announcement that will be...
It could be.
It could be.
You never know.
We'll never know.
Stick around. By the way, Tom Hartman will be taking over after the 11 o'clock news. Tom Hartman from 11 to 2. And then Todd Alba from 2 to 4. Maggie Dawn from 4 to 6. Pete Schwabe with a little entertainment news. Mm-hmm. He does a great show. It's called Nightlight. Great way to wind down towards the end of the day. Join Pete Schwabe for Nightlight from 6 to 8 p.m. Right now, though, Calvin, it is time for...
This shouldn't be a thing.
As always, if you find a thing you think should not be, send it into Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us, JaneSays at civicmedia.us. Calvin found this one. We've been sitting on this for a little bit.
Yeah.
This is from WTAM. I don't know where that's from. Radio The Tony with the byline. Headline reads, man arrested with drugs in bag labeled, definitely not a bag full of drugs. For the second time this year.
What?
The second time this year, someone got arrested after drugs were found in a pouch with a label saying, there are no drugs in here. This was Wisconsin. This is our own.
Yeah.
During a traffic stop in Pleasant Prairie, Wisconsin, police found a vehicle connected to a wanted individual. Once the canine unit was alerted to potential contraband, they searched it where they found a bag, definitely not a bag full of drugs, inside the vehicle. Not surprisingly, inside the bag not full of drugs were drugs, cocaine, a loaded gun, drug paraphernalia, and some money. For future reference, police rarely fall for that. When it says, definitely not a bag full of drugs, and it's printed on it.
It's not
like someone hand wrote, definitely not a bag of drugs. No, they bought this bag.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now online. It's very nice.
It is something they purchased, like an Etsy shop
It's got a fun font. what I really enjoy is that, like, there was, you know, there were drugs in the bag marked definitely not a bag full of drugs. Mm-hmm. But there was also a gun in there. And to me, I want to believe that the cops were like, wait a minute. It didn't say drugs and guns. There's a gun in here. Oh, my God. Almost fell for it.
The driver, a 37-year-old Kenosha man, was arrested for possession of a firearm by a felon. Maybe next time, should there be a next time?
No, there will be.
Probably.
There will be.
Yeah. Don't keep your drugs in a bag that says definitely not a bag full of drugs. It's a thought. I don't know if he probably just thought it was funny, not that it was actually going to fool anyone.
A client of mine was a guy who worked in a chocolate factory. It was not Willy Wonka nor an Oompa Loompa, but he used the stevia product to put into the chocolate to give it sweetness.
Yeah.
And stevia in its original form is a white powder.
Looks like okay.
Very, very expensive. Had to be under lock and key. So he gave me a little cup of it. And he's like, here's, because he was like being funny. So I just wrote on a little piece of paper, definitely not cocaine. And I got to say, no one ever busted me. So I guess I'm doing better than my brethren from Kenosha.
Definitely not a bag full of drugs, but it was a bag full of drugs. That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Thank you, Greg and Calvin and all of our engineers. Without you, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It means the world. I hope you find some joy today, even if it's just a little bit, and you have the chance to share it. Keep it right here. We got news coming up next. Tom Hartman, then 11 to 2, Todd Alba, 2 to 4, Maggie Dawn, 4 to 6, Pete Schwabe, 6 to 8, and great programming here on Civic Media after 8 o'clock as well. Have a wonderful day. We will see you tomorrow right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News brief. A federal court's hearing arguments in the battle between the Trump administration and Harvard over blocked grants and contracts. CBS's Katrina Kaufman.
Both of these sides are asking for what's called summary judgment, meaning that there's no dispute over material facts in the case, and they want the judge to rule in their favor.
Police near Lake George, New York, now say the father of a 9-year-old girl found dead over the weekend is a suspect in the case.
The investigation has determined sometime after Molina's phone call with her mother, and before Mr. Fratolin's 911 call, he allegedly murdered Molina and left her body in a remote area where she was later discovered by law enforcement.
Homeland Secretary Kristi Noem says two suspects are held in connection with the wounding of an off-duty border agent in New York City.
I'm calling on every single mayor in Sanctuary City and Sanctuary Governor to change their policies and to change their tactics right now.
CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.